So it's Monday evening, and we're at the... I think this is the 12th Raspberry Jam we've had, or the 13th, I can't remember.
I think it's the 13th,
is it? Could be the 13th one.
Yes, yeah.
So that means we had a couple of breaks, but we've been running this for over a year, the Raspberry Jam, and you're listening to me. So my name is Alan O'Donoghue. I'm Techno Teacher on Twitter, T-E-K-N-O Teacher. And I'm standing here with the lovely...
Dawn Hewitson.
And Dawn, you're a teacher educator, is that
yes,
right?
That's Edgehill, right, yeah, University. Yeah, I'm a course leader for the PGCE computer science program at Edgehill University, and I've just come along here this evening with just some of my students.
And your students would typically be going into schools in a few months' time, or in fact some are in schools
currently in school, and they're really enthused about the Raspberry Pi. And so what I did is I just started them off using the Raspberry Pi, and then they've just sort of taken off with their own ideas. And it's just the fact that they've only been in the university for maybe 4 weeks at the most, and they've just really ran with this.
And it's a really exciting time for them to be learning how to teach, because the curriculum's changing radically at the moment.
Yes, it is. It is. Yeah. And what I like about this is that it's not just changing the curriculum, it's changing the way in which children are educated. It's moving away from the way in which children use software to actually making them make things themselves and think about how they work. And that's one of the things I've really managed to instill in the trainees. They've got some really exciting projects going on.
And there are actually quite a few of your trainees here tonight.
Yeah.
Why are you encouraging them to come along? What value are they getting out of being here?
I think there's a number of things. I think, first of all, it's building their confidence of interacting with other people. But the main thing is, this kind of environment makes them feed off other people. They get their ideas
and inspiration.
Yeah. And they see what other people are doing, and it actually builds their confidence, because they can see what other people are doing, what kind of things other people are doing, and it just makes them more enthused about what they're doing. They go away with their ideas. We've got one guy over here, and he's been up till 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning, trying to make lights flash and things. It's just exciting. It's really, really exciting.
Now, this is a podcast, so there's no video in it, so somebody listen to this. Well, we won't be able to see what's in this space. So I wonder if we could describe some of what we see. So I've just done a quick head count. There's about 45 people here.
Yeah.
What kind of people would you say we've got, demographic?
I think there are a wide variety. You've got some really young girls. Quite a few young girls. Yeah. And exciting. And then it goes right the way up to old people like me. And there's quite a good mix in the middle of people. And the thing that's really good about it is that there are old and young people working together. And I think that's wonderful. You've got a young man over there who's with a group of quite seasoned programmers.
And when you say young man, we're pointing to a 14-year-old.
Regan over there. He's there working with... And the guy who he's stood next to, he's quite a seasoned programmer. And the gentleman that he's talking to, he's a seasoned programmer. And there's even a lady over there who's also talking about...
That's Michelle. Michelle. And she...
Yes.
Do you know she runs a Raspberry Pi club at her school?
No, I didn't, but I do now.
She runs a Raspberry Pi club at her school, and she has a blog for it. And what she does, she said she comes to these events often to try out ideas and get ideas, and then she goes back to the club. She tries them out there in school. So this is like a sandbox for her.
Yeah. Well, this guy here is doing exactly the same as that. This is Richard, yeah. Richard's got a site that he's set up.
So is Richard one of your students
as well? He's one of my trainees, yeah. He's set up a site called Ninja Gecko. And on Ninja Gecko, they've got loads of step-by-step tutorials, even down to how to make the dough to make the little flashing ladybird that he's got. And it's just really exciting, and he's so enthused about it, which is what's good.
One of the things I love is we've got this wall over here with all these big screens. So we've got, they're like, 40-inch screens. We've got eight of them. And all around them we've got families, we've got mixture of teachers and
that's the exciting thing about it, isn't it? It's not just for geeky, nerdy people. It's for people, all families. I mean, I would feel happy bringing families along here to learn. We've got a mother and son there, learning how to make a game. We've got a group of people over here, children, some of them there working away on their own, trying to figure things out. I just think it's just a real... And there's a buzz about it, isn't there? There's a real vibe and a buzz about it that just make it an exciting place to be.
Right. Thank you very much. I'm going to go and talk to some more people, find out what they think about the jam. So I've come over now to talk to Dave, who's a teacher.
Yep.
And Peter, you're a teacher as well.
That's right, yeah.
Would you say you often come to these Raspberry Jams? Or?
I do.
Yeah, you've become a bit of a regular.
Yes.
Yeah, this is the first one I've been to okay. so far. Yeah.
So how did you find out about the jam? Was it...
Through a work colleague who's been to one or two events.
Right.
She's brought her son and I basically agreed to come to find out a bit.
Find out what you could.
For our department, that's right. Yeah.
And Dave, you brought your son. Your son's become a regular now.
Yes. In fact, he was quite excited. And yesterday he was telling his mum, rather than calling it that Raspberry Pi thing, he could just call it the R Jam. Just call it R Jam, because that's what Alan says it is. It's an R Jam.
How old? Your son's 8 years old. When you come to an event like this, are you thinking, like, I'm here as a teacher, or I'm here as a dad, or...?
A bit of both.
Right, okay.
Because especially if we're doing something like Scratch or Python, then it's something that, because I use it at work, then when people get stuck, then I can say, well, try this. Try, have a look in that one, or those sorts of things. So, it's...
So, Peter, you must be wondering what you've let yourself in for, because you've never been to one of these events before.
No.
And we even got you to do a talk, a lightning talk before. Is that petrifying, or is it...?
Not really. No. I guess we're used to standing up in front of crowds.
Talking about things you don't know about.
Absolutely. But it's been very interesting. It's opened my eyes. I think I'm keen to sort of have a go, really. So,
get stuck in with one of the teams and see what they're doing.
And when you do come to these things, Alan does have a tendency to just drop you in at the deep end and get you to stand up.
Shove a recording device in your face and say, have you got a few words to say? Well, thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of the jam.
Thank you.
So, as Dawn was saying before, you get people of all sorts of ages here. And I'm here with Casey, is that right? And Katerina. Can I just ask, what are you actually doing at the moment? We're looking at something that must be about... A massive display on the wall. You got the Raspberry Pi plugged in. What are you actually doing at the moment?
Finishing off one of the games and just adding things to it.
So have you had any ideas about what you're going to add?
We're going to add some different animals and some different things that you get if you do stuff.
So this is the computer that I've got to be careful. I don't unplug it because we'll lose everything we're doing. This is the computer you're using. Have you seen one of these computers before? No? Do you know how much one of these costs?
No.
£20. Yeah, you raised your eyebrows there when I said that. Have you got a computer at home?
Yeah.
Yeah? Did that cost more than £20?
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Katerina, have you got a Raspberry Pi?
No.
No? Do you think you would want one or not?
I don't know, because I tend to like going on Scratch, and you can just go on the Scratch website.
Exactly, and you don't have to have a Raspberry. But what you could do is, if you connect this to batteries, you could put this somewhere where it would play noises or do something without you having to leave a computer. Okay, well, thank you. I'll go and talk to some more people. So now I've moved across the room, and I've got here Danny and Carl. So Danny, what kind of role are you in while you're here? What brings you to the event?
To be honest, it's really just not really participating, just a bit of a spectator, to be honest. First time I've come to one of the events, really enjoying it, really good atmosphere. Lots of experts in the room to make me feel a bit apprehensive, to be honest. But no, everyone's been really supportive, and I've got a Raspberry Pi sitting at home gathering dust, so it's making me want to go home and brush the dust off it and get stuck into
so
it.
So you've seen particular projects tonight that you're thinking, that's the one I've got to do?
To be honest, it's more getting involved in Python and having spending a little bit more time on Scratch, which I haven't done. There's so much, to be honest, there's so much that make me think.
Am I right in thinking you're a student teacher at the moment?
Student teacher at the moment, yes. ICT and computer science, so really want to get stuck into it and take it back into schools. But for me, it's just about spending a bit more time with it myself, getting familiar with it and what I can do before I start taking it into the classroom.
And you've never been to an event like this
never
before?
Never been to an event before, no, but I'll certainly be coming to another one.
Okay.
Excellent. Thank you.
And I'm going to move over to Carl. So, Carl... Something tells me you're not a computer scientist.
I'm not a computer scientist, no. I'm here to support my son Jacob, who's 13, and his best mate Liam. They've been coming quite a while
now.
Yeah,
that's right. They've become regulars.
So I actually came as a driver. and as you saw, I carried a book in with me, intending to sit at the back of the class. But no, I've thoroughly enjoyed it. I'm sat here now, just getting a little bit interested myself, to be honest.
And what kind of things are you seeing when you've gone around? What's getting your interest?
For me, the basic program is, I mean, the kids have just been showing me, we were all through the fish game, and they've been showing me how the sort of basic programming works. So I'm showing a little bit more interest now, and I feel I need to get to know this.
I have the feeling Jacob wants to say a few things as well. So Jacob, I think this is the third Raspberry Jam you've been to.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's brilliant.
You like it, yeah?
Yeah.
And you sent a tweet earlier, didn't you, saying, I'm on the way, I'm going to be there. So why would you need to come to an event? Why can you not do stuff like this at your school? Is it?
Well, at our school, we currently don't know much about Raspberry Pis, right, to be honest, at our school. But I think soon we might try and ask. But so I think we've got a Raspberry Pi club in school.
So it's Michelle who runs the club, isn't it?
Yeah, Michelle runs it.
Yeah. And what kind of things have you been doing at the club?
Well, we've been with GPIO.
That's the general purpose input output. And you can use that to control things.
Yeah.
So we've been doing things like LEDs and jelly babies and that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you seen the webcam? Have you seen that yet? The little camera that takes pictures, the Raspberry Pi camera.
Yeah, we did that as well.
And what kind of plans have you got for that? What you plan to do with it?
I don't know. We are planning to do a time lapse of a corridor in school.
So you could see which are the busiest corridors and that kind of thing, yeah?
Yeah.
And you've brought a friend with you tonight as well.
Yeah.
So have you got a Raspberry Pi?
Yep.
And you've not been to a jam before?
I've been to the last one.
Ah, okay. And what are you doing with your Raspberry Pi?
Usually I'm just getting to know with the games and everything, trying to look at the programs to try and make my own program.
Great. So you kind of see yourself as being a game designer or something,
perhaps?
What about have you seen any of the hardware projects that people have brought along? Sometimes we have robots and...
There's a laser thing over there that I'm quite interested in.
Ah, like a laser harp where you use your fingers to play notes on it. Well, thank you very much. Okay. So, hello, young man. Who are you?
Luke.
Okay. And, Luke, have you been to a Raspberry Jam before?
No.
So this is your first Raspberry Jam. You've been to a Hack Jam, haven't you, though?
Yeah.
I remember you coming to a Hack Jam. So, right above my head, there's a big screen on the wall. And you've got your Raspberry Pi plugged into it. What are you trying to do at the moment?
I'm trying to change the shark so it looks different. And I'm going to add different types of fishing and... other things.
Ah, okay. So you're going to make the fish look, the shark, more friendly or more terrifying, or what have you got in mind?
It's going to look a bit different from what I've done so far.
So have you used your Raspberry Pi much before?
A few times, but not a lot.
Not a lot. And Dad, same?
Same thing, we're experimenting with banana piano and makey boards and having some fun, but I think we're going to have to start digging into the nuts and bolts of it pretty soon. Yeah.
Now, I would say you're one of our Preston Raspberry Jam diehards. You've not been to every single one, but you were right there at the beginning when we first started.
Like location's convenient, yeah. So, I've been here from the beginning, so it's we're moving up in the world.
I mean, look at how busy it is tonight. Just thinking back to one of the early jams you've been to, how would you say that you're seeing that as a different event tonight? Or,
well, you know, the kids that were going are still coming. They're getting older, and the stuff they're making is getting more and more advanced. I love seeing all the kids know about Minecraft, and when they start learning about how to hack on it, I think we'll be seeing them present pretty soon.
Does it cause some problems having it? We're on a school night, so it's 7 o'clock till 9. Does that cause problems with Luke getting home to bed and that kind of
thing? Yeah, but you know, these kids, they've always got something on, don't they? If it's karate or football or what have you, so a late night's not going to do too much, is it?
So some of the earlier jams we had a lot of people doing talks and presentations. Remember where we were in the other room at the university? Do you see that this is richer in some way, or do you think there's a place for both?
I think we were talking about, weren't we? We're saying we've got the gauntlet's been laid. We're going to have to, there's an incentive to actually go do something, bring it back and share and learn from others and go back. And I can see this process just continuing and continuing until somebody makes some money.
Well, thank you very much, Joel and Luke. Thank you. Now, anybody who's a regular to listen to my podcasts might recognize this voice. Just say hello.
Hello.
Yes, if you're thinking that sounds a little bit like Vickyville, V-I-K-K-I-V-I-L-L-E, then you'd be right. Vicky.
Vicky Vile.
So Vicky, tonight, are you here as a teacher? Are you
no,
here as a mum?
Here as a mum tonight. Okay. I brought my 7-year-old boy to come. He wanted to come and demonstrate some Minecraft, didn't you? That you know how to do.
You wanted an audience, did you, to show?
He knows how to do ender portals. And what's the other one you know how to do?
A nether portal.
It's quite hard to speak with a mouthful of white.
Jacob's joining in his mouth.
So, you've been to a few of our Raspberry Jams before.
Yeah.
You remember some of the early ones we had in the other building at the university?
Yeah.
Do you see any major differences between the style of the event?
Well, there's a lot more equipment available and everybody's in the same room together, so it's much better. It means people can walk around and have a look where everybody else is doing much easier and approach others.
Do you think this is still a case for the one we had? We used to have a lot of, like, we'd have two or three speakers would come along and talk for about 10, 15 minutes about something. Or do you think that this is a better...
I think there's definitely still room for people to come and showcase things, like the robotics. That'd still be really valuable. And definitely still having some speakers. But if you try and get children along, then leaving the speakers to the end might be better, so they don't fall asleep at the beginning.
So, well, and you've nothing else to add?
No. Okay. We will need to get back to our shark game.
What are you doing with your shark game? Shrugging shoulders.
Why aren't you speaking? Yeah. Speak.
That's a pretty, pretty cool T-shirt. That we've got Lego X-wing fighter.
He's dressed as a Power Ranger tonight. It's all in red.
Do you?
Red coat, red jeans, red T-shirts. Well,
enjoy the jam. So I'm still at the jam, and now I've got Catherine and Michelle here. And
hello?
Michelle, you're one of our Preston regulars, aren't you?
I think so, you're almost
here at every single jam.
Yep.
And Catherine, you've just recently started coming.
I am a novice, yes.
Yeah. So have you got a Raspberry Pi yourself?
Yes, yeah, I bought one about a month ago.
Okay, and have you managed to do anything with it yet?
Plugged it in, turned it on.
Does it work?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes, it does, yes. Just use Scratch through it, really. I've not really discovered its capabilities, but as I come to these, and obviously tonight, and then I did one yesterday, then you learn a lot more, and I'm really into the Minecraft, more for my son's base.
So you've got a son who's, is he 11?
You're 12.
12.
Yeah.
And yesterday, when we had the hack jam, he was building stuff on the Raspberry Pi.
Yes, that's right.
We were doing the snake game. No, it wasn't. It was...
They had the marble, didn't they?
A marble game.
You missed that in the morning.
Yeah. And he seemed to be enjoying himself.
Oh, he loved it. Yeah, definitely. But he wanted to change it all. Yes. He wanted to start again from scratch, more or less, everything. And he didn't have the time to do that, so he ran out of time.
But he's got the pie at home, and he can carry that on.
Definitely. He loves it, and he enjoys playing on it.
So, Michelle, I don't think now there's been a jam recently you've not been here, so what makes you keep coming back time after time?
I just enjoy it and meeting loads of different new people, because there's new people here tonight with different equipment, so you always pick up something new to take away and then share that with others.
And sorry, I was thinking of something really evil then, like you found somebody's new pie and you picked it up and you took, but you mean ideas and inspiration?
Yeah, ideas, inspiration, tips.
You don't mind me saying, though, it seems like you're kind of in the front tonight in terms of leading.
It's the camera.
Yeah.
The camera just grabs everybody, I think. And that's what I've said to those here tonight, like yourself, Catherine, that if you've got a student that doesn't seem to be showing much interest, start them off with something visual, like the camera. You've got their attention then, and then show them what they can do with it, you know, the different timelines.
And those images, they can be imported into Scratch as well. So what we could have done earlier... You know, when we had the fish tank, we could have said, right, we're not going to have a fish tank. That's taking a picture of the room, and you have to, you know.
You can even think things like that. And that wall
we've got over there that's really bright, we could have had people stand against the wall, and we could have removed the wall so they were transparent, and then we could have had people moving around.
There is just so much you can do with a Raspberry Pi.
So have you seen anything else tonight at the jam that's kind of got your creative juices flowing?
Minecraft for me today, definitely.
So you hadn't seen that before on there?
No, not at all. It was all just, we thought, it's Python, Scratch, and then also using it for cameras and LEDs.
Sure.
But no idea about the Minecraft, and I know kids love it, don't they?
And with the Minecraft, it's free, for one.
Mm.
And you can just play Minecraft on it. But there's actually, you've got people building things. Have you seen that? People building things in Minecraft?
No, I've not been over there yet.
So if you talk to the gentleman on the end, Paul, the young lad there, he's actually built a version of the Worm game using Minecraft. So he's built something in Minecraft using using Python.
Fabulous. Yeah. I'll take a look at that, definitely.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So could you stop? Thank you very much. Okay. Now, it's not quite 9:15, but what the plan is that in about 2 minutes, we're going to go around the groups and we're going to find out what people have been doing. So you need to decide if you want to opt into that or not. What we'll probably do, if we've got any takers over there, we might start over there with the projector, or they might go, no, we've nothing to show you. And then, once we've been to there, we'll come to this end, and then to the middle, and then to here, and then we'll start at this end, and we'll finish up over in that corner. And what you just need to do is just think of something you can say for a minute, like who you are, what you've been doing tonight, anything that's happened that didn't work out the way you wanted, any challenges, any successes. We'll all be a really good audience, and we'll move around in groups, and we'll listen to you. And then about 9:55, we're going to stop, we're going to pack everything away, and say goodbye. Okay, so 2 minutes, we're going to start presentations, okay? So at the end of a jam, what I always want to do is give people a chance to show off what they've been doing. And there's different ways we can do that. We can do a show and tell, where we basically put somebody up on the stage and say, right, Kate, tell us what you've done. The other way we can do it is we send people around in little groups, as we're going to do tonight. And that's what's happening next. So hopefully this has given you a little bit of a flavour about what a Raspberry Jam event is like. And maybe if you've never been to one, to whet your appetite a little bit. If you want to know any more about this, you can find me on Twitter at TechnoTeacher, T-E-K-N-O Teacher. And if you want to send me an email, there's a site I have, which is about.me/Alan, A-L-A-N, O'Donoghue. That's O-D-O-N-O-H-O-E. Thank you for listening.